of the border seem like a natural for you, Brian?
Well, he's a big kid. We're drafting a skilled player that has truculence and belligerence. He's a big guy that can play. He's going to a good program at Miami. But he's hostile and truculent and those things that we like. He's got the size to back it up. We worked pretty hard to get him. We were pretty excited about this.
Been a Team Canada killer the last 3 years in international play as well. Loves to compete.
Yes, we played well in big games, and we think he's got tremendous upside. And you look for the things, that the type of team I want to have and the pieces that we need to add to get to that point. This is a guy that could be one of those pieces. We're really excited about
him. Scouting report also said his foot speed is very quick, and that's a bonus at this stage of his career.
Well, I know three teams came up to me. A couple teams tried to get that pick to take him, and a couple teams came up to me afterwards and said that's the guy they were trying to trade up to get. So, our guys were really excited about it. We were hoping he'd get to us, and then we made a little bit of a move so we could make sure we get him. So, we're pleased with this young man.
Right after you traded up for him, Detroit trades out of the first round. Do you think that's a coincidence or not?
I don't know. I didn't talk to them. I don't know if that was based on if that was the player they're going to pick or not. He's not a prototypical Detroit draft pick, so I don't really know.
You got John Michael Lyles today. Were you in on any other discussions about players?
Yes.
Can he get close?
Well, it's tampering. If we talk about players that were in other deals, it's still tampering. I'm still going to get fined. You guys get me in enough trouble anyhow.
Your thoughts on getting Lyles?
Well, we tried very hard to get John Michael Lyles last year. That was our big push at the deadline. We liked the way he moves the puck. We like his hockey IQ, his decision-making ability in his own end. He's got good foot speed. He's a character guy. So it's a guy we worked hard to get and then jump back in at the end of the season. So that's not one that was done quickly. That's one we've been in the hunt for this guy for a while.
How much better is your organization today with your pick and with your
Lyles? Well, these players, I wouldn't expect our fans to see either of these players right away. Certainly need more time. And in Stewart's case, this is a guy whose stock went up steadily throughout the year. He had a great finish to the season, had a great Memorial Cup. Very intelligent player, moves the puck well, makes good decisions to run a power play, but also kills penalties, logs big minutes, and played in a great program. So, but I don't expect these guys to compete this year for jobs. I think they're guys that will need more time. I think John Michael Lyles, changes our... We had trouble on the power play, that's no secret, and we lost the puck-moving defenseman in Thomas Coverley, and I think this is a guy that can come in and play that role for us.
There'd be more deals made today.
I did think there would be more deals. It was a quiet day, but I think that reflects in large part the type of draft it is, where if you're going to get a player at 18, that's not much different than a player you get at 12, then you're not going to work that hard to move up. So I'm not surprised there wasn't a lot of activity based on the type of draft it was.
Are you done out here, or
tomorrow
another day, or do you
think? Well, we have a couple other irons in the fire. We'll see if we can get something done or not. And if not, we'll just continue with our pick.
You finding these young men that you're drafting, Brian, are not that every player isn't mature in his own right, but in talking with both guys today, and I know Stewart very well, and talking with Biggs for the first time, these guys are talking like they're ready to handle whatever pressures come, and then maybe it's the programs you mentioned that they've come out of. It's getting them prepared a bit quicker for this step, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that if you look at these players that are prominent players in the CHL, or prominent players at the under-18 program. These are guys that are dealing with the media in the under-18 tournaments, and they're not afraid of a microphone. They're polished. They're way more mature than I was at that age. And I think it's a function of the media attention that those leagues draw now. So they are impressive. You watch some interview, and you're like, holy cow, this guy looks like he's been doing it for 10 years instead of a year and a half. So, but I'd say that of all the kids, not just the two we took.